No, no, it's they do have a voice cast. I think most of the kids are the two creators, but yeah. They do have a voice cast.
Remember the episode where they when the FCC
they allowed it. Yeah,
the word started with S,
ended with T.
Yeah,
and they allowed it.
How many times was it?
It didn't matter. You could say it, because you were on basic cable.
Yeah,
you were allowed to say it after a certain point in the evening. You were allowed to say it, and they just had a little counter that went up however many times they said it. I don't know how many they got in, but it was a ton.
Hey, here's a reason to watch the Academy Awards. Ryan Gosling is going to sing "I'm Just Ken."
Yeah.
And that'll probably be the only attention that movie gets at the Oscars.
During the night, they played him as a little boy on the Disney. What was the show? The Mickey Mouse Club.
He was singing. Mickey Mouse Club kid.
An American Psycho reboot is in the works.
You mentioned that yesterday, yeah.
And they want Christian Bale to play the role. What? And we know that in real life.
Wait, they want a remake of American Psycho?
With Christian Bale as the star.
With the guy that played in the original American Psycho.
Let me fish this out of the trash and make sure I got that correct.
Because he was in American Psycho. I don't know why they would want him to come back for a remake other than, I mean, that the movie's there with that same actor already. Why would you remake it? With the same actor.
Hang on a second.
It's okay. You don't, it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, it is to me now. All right. The guy they want to take Christian Bale's place. I'm sorry. I skimmed it. Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, God, he would work.
I never saw the original.
And for those who watch Always Sunny, I would say he works because of the implication.
What is the what is the premise? What's the general thing?
Of what? Always Sunny?
Always Sunny, yeah.
It's basically, it has no plot.
Oh, okay.
Really, kind of show about
it's
nothing.
Not in an office. It's not in
a... It's in a bar, usually.
Okay.
It's like Taxi without the cabs.
With Danny DeVito, yeah.
The mansion in Saltburn is a real 700-year-old estate in England, and it's getting a lot of tourism.
I bet it is.
Kind of driving. No, you guys are laughing.
That bathroom.
Yeah, what goes on in there? Is that like...
Hey, on YouTube, there's all kinds of
film theories
about what this means.
Yeah.
And did you see this?
Did you finally finish it?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, I've been making sure you finally finished it.
Oh, my God, I can tell from the way you're speaking that there's a lot of sex in this. Nudity?
Some nudity, yes.
Disturbing, shocking stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well... Maybe I'll find time for an episode tonight. It's a series.
It's a movie.
A movie?
Yeah. It's a movie. And
not a series.
Don't go away.
That's what I thought.
Don't leave it alone in the middle. Finish it.
You really should finish it, but yeah. It might be, man.
And the last story is also a likely Morning Maroon nominee. Britain. They have changed the rating on the movie Mary Poppins.
Uh-oh.
From G to PG because of the word Hottentots.
That's a very British thing to me.
But
Hottentots.
It's a derogatory term originally used by whitey in Europe, white Europeans, to refer to certain people in Southern Africa.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
And the character Admiral Boom uses it twice to refer to chimney sweeps.
Okay, but the movie's been out for how long?
1964. Okay. They're just catching up to this outrage
They're just now saying, you know...
Again, this is 60 years ago.
I know.
And there's no allowance made for the passing of time, the way things were. This is... stupid. So it's in the Morning Maroon nominee stack over here. Right now, we're going to turn it over to Jay.
No.
At the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes, here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. here in Montgomery, a store that has been around since 1977.
1977.
For those who are hard of hearing. it's been located, well, it's been at the current location since 94, but Troop Booth, who runs the place now, his grandparents opened the store back in 77, and he's been running it since 2015. It's just him there. When you call that store at 260-0066, Even if he doesn't answer, it's him who's going to get your message. It's him who's going to get your text to that number as well. It's going to always be him. Not an answering service, not a secretary, not an employee. It is Troop Booth that you will talk to every time you call the number and talk to somebody at Heirloom Jewelers. You're going to be talking to the owner, and he's going to be the one to make those decisions. Not going to call back to a home office. Not going to check with, you know, management. It's him. He'll give you, you know, talk to him. He's going to give you the straight and narrow on this as far as what he's got with prices for the items that he has, but more importantly, what you may be trying to sell. He will pay the most for gold and high-end estate jewelry, along with coins and bullion as well. So if you've got any of that, you want to talk to Troop Booth. 6948 Vaughn Road, online on Facebook and Instagram and heirloomjewelers.com, 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
At 7:06, here's Jay Scott.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. All hail Jay. All hail
Jay. Traffic continues to build, but the good news is we've had a very quiet morning so far. Light to moderate traffic flow everywhere. Our busiest spots at the moment, 231 out of Wetumpka headed into Montgomery, I-65 southbound into Montgomery. And we're seeing a few more cars now on 31 out of Prattville, 331 out of Crenshaw County, and of course Troy Highway this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems anywhere at the moment. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
I'm Greg Albright. Like most of you, my family and I have worked hard for all we have. To start with nothing and do great things is what we used to call the American dream. I'm running for Congress because I can't stand by and watch our American values, goals, and freedoms be taken away from us by the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. It's hurting us, our state, and our country, and I know how to do something about it. Send me, Greg Albright, into Congress, and I'll take some Alabama common sense with me. I'm Greg Albright, and I'm running for Congress. We can fuss all day about the invasion at our borders, the reckless spending of our money, and our weakened military system, but talking won't fix our country's problems. I'm a retired naval officer and an Alabama state legislator. I know how our military should work and what our veterans need. I know how to get a law passed, and I know how to spend our money wisely. On March 5th, vote to send me, Greg Albright, to Washington. I'm determined, I work hard, and I get results. I'm Greg Albright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Albright for Congress.
Don't settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better, because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. Or the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money, up to $10,000 plus save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone four-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP, 84,172. Camry MSRP, 30,958. RAV4 MSRP, 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999. Offers end 2/29/2020.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Today's show is brought to you by February, the shortest month of the year. Just our luck. The only month that has brew in it has to be the quick one.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7, what's next, Jesse?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the military alliance has no plans to send combat troops into Ukraine. The NATO chief speaking out after French President Macron refused to rule out the deployment of Western troops in Ukraine. A court in Moscow has sentenced a veteran human rights activist to 2 years and 6 months in prison for speaking out against the war in Ukraine. They are casting ballots today in Michigan's presidential primary. The Republican side, former President Trump, faces a challenge from Nikki Haley. Mr. Trump holds a huge lead over the former South Carolina governor in the polls. Former President Trump and President Biden plan to visit the southern border on Thursday. Mr. Trump will travel to Eagle Pass, Texas, while the president stops in Brownsville, Texas. Wall Street Dow futures up 13 points. More details at srnnews.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your current renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
And welcome back on News Talk 93. Well, we were just distracted here by some old newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
I want to admit the date on this thing?
Some younger faces.
But I love this picture. From April of another year.
I'm looking at, when you're holding it up, I'm looking at ads on the back of that other one.
That's actually the fun part.
Mm-hmm. Of old, see how much stuff cost back then. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like here, you can get a 1976 Chevy pickup for $2,848 at Tropical Chevrolet, which has been gone for many years.
$2,848 being just
$2,800. Yeah.
Jeez. I used to think that's what cars... New cars cost $3,000 because that's what my dad bought one for
right. One
year. So, Rich, man, that changes.
This is good. And then there's our boss, the owner of the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company.
With I didn't know they called him Mr. Mellow.
Mr. Mellow.
With a younger face.
Oxymoron?
Well, you called him the buttery one, right?
The buttery one, yes.
Yeah, that's Mr. Mellow, so it's always been that sort of...
I want to keep this. I put the photo that's on the front of this newspaper segment on Facebook because I just love this photo, and I have not seen this since this came out. Set that over there. Hopefully I'll manage to not spill coffee on it.
Oh, jeez, don't even think
about that. No, we don't want to.
Yeah, that's okay.
We don't want to think about that. We have random facts coming up with Jay, and at the end you'll have a chance to win a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate with our incredible pop quiz question. Today is Tuesday. Now, cost plus 10% pricing is the Food Outlet way 7 days a week. And then Wednesday through the following Tuesday have specials. Now, I brought in some steak this morning, a sirloin tip roast. Last night, I chopped one of those into segments, marinated it, seasoned it, and threw it on the grill. And it came out perfect. Just watch it, turn it.
God, you got my mouth watering.
Close the lid, let it flame up a little to singe the edges. $4.50 a pound. And a pound of that sirloin is excellent. That's enough to feed 2-3 people easy. First cut pork chops are $1.35 this week at Food Outlet. And ground beef, $2.88. And you can buy that by a 10-pound tube, which I recommend because you can cut that with a serrated knife, throw it in the freezer, and enjoy cost plus 10% ground beef for several meals ahead. It's a pricing structure that really works. I've done the reconnaissance. I've been working with Food Outlet and shopping there every week for 10 years. And when I go occasionally to one of the chain grocery stores and check the prices by comparison, it's stunning to me. What people, I don't know how some people can afford to eat and buy their groceries at some of the other places. So try Food Outlet. I promise you'll save money. The staff at all three locations, really, really friendly, great customer service. You find one on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown Prattville on Main Street, west of Highway 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I mentioned last hour the amazing warmth that is happening in the middle of the country today, but will change tomorrow, by tomorrow. With Chicago going to maybe 76 today, their all-time February record, including a tornado threat, but down to 25 tomorrow morning. Wow. We're going to see a big change, too. Today will be unusually warm. Warmest day of the year so far with a high around 82, with limited sunshine. Clouds will dominate most of the time. It becomes windy today with south winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Very mild tonight, low 65. Scattered showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and early evening. Could be the rumble of thunder. High around 80 tomorrow. Then a big change, much colder on Thursday with a high temperature barely scraping 60. A breezy day, so that's a big drop. Periods of showers at times, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So we're getting into an active weather pattern. Right now this morning, south winds at 12 miles per hour. That'll increase. It's cloudy and 66 now at 719.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
I don't know if you saw this thing I posted this morning. It was sent to me, I think, by Eddie Bader. And it's from City Watch Montgomery. Tara Adams, looking for a male stripper. Not a full-blown stripper, but somebody to come and serenade my grandmother for her 80th birthday party while singing happy birthday, maybe ripping a shirt off in the process. Literally just need him for one happy birthday song, so 5 minutes you'll be in and out. Trust me, this isn't your normal 80-year-old grandma either. She's still fun and wild. Send recommendations my way, and I am volunteering for this mission. What's so funny, Rich?
Nothing at all.
Best friend of mine.
I was looking at that dog right there.
Oh, isn't that a cute dog?
This article about you goes through the entire magazine.
You're kidding.
Oh, there's another picture of you.
See anything you didn't know already?
Chicago transplant finds himself in happiness on Florida's airwaves.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And there he is.
Are there more pictures in there?
There's a black and white for you.
Oh.
What station is this?
Well, this would be just before I made the big move.
Yeah, but what
Love. I look like Dennis DeYoung in this picture.
The reason Budell moved to Florida was because he received a job offer with radio station K102 that was just getting off the ground. But after 6 weeks with that station, he quit.
Yes, after they fired me, I resigned.
He says, it was so depressing. I came down here with such high hopes. I had not seen the place. It was like ordering out of a catalog, except the product they were promising wasn't ready yet. Now their studios are redone, and they're a lot better off. After 2 days of drying out, they put in quotation marks, he was hired as a weekend jock for Love 94.
That lasted one weekend. I was given the morning show the following week. That was, that's that whole story. My friend tossed the yellow pages into my lap and said, you can't go back to Chicago and say it didn't work.
9 o'clock at Love 94 FM, WWEL, Miami Beach, Budell and Allen here.
Yeah, Keith Allen. We had a good thing going.
We didn't have time last hour to do the bowling tip of the week.
It was all funny. Or the nude cooking class and some of the other stuff we did.
So we're going to do that in about 20 minutes, maybe. I may just hold off till tomorrow, too. See, I'm a Libra. I have to consider both sides of this important issue.
Oh, my God.
And arrive at a decision sometime before the year is over.
Wow.
This needs to be preserved in plastic, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's degrading.
The story's degrading, or the newspaper itself is degrading?
As I was saying, degrading.
It's degrading.
It's all these years later, and actually, I'm very pleased. I'm hypercritical on stuff like that, but that was pretty spot on. Thank you for, you know.
By the way, Sunland has a 25-inch RCA TV for $11.95.
A 35-inch TV. Yeah, those are...
Well, it was 25. Maybe 35 with the console, but it was a 25-inch color TV featuring channel lock remote control. It is regularly $11.95. It's only down to $9.99.
Well, and I bet it weighs a ton.
A ton, yeah. No doubt.
Wow. Good stuff.
Anyway, I put the cover photo from that thing. And Tara Adams, if you're looking for a really good male stripper, I'm your guy.
I'm going to put these back in Mr. Mello's office.
And by the way, if you're looking for random facts, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we're only 8 minutes late. So, but we're getting distracted. You know, sometimes it works out that way.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Blue Water News and then part one of Random Facts, followed by the $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed will sign an executive order Thursday absolving unpaid fines, fees, and court costs for some municipal convictions if they were issued before January 1st, 2014. The mayor aims to ease financial burdens, particularly for those in low-income communities and communities of color. An explosive device was detonated outside Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office on Saturday. Fortunately, no staff or personnel were injured by the explosion. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency has launched an investigation and asked anyone with information to come forward. Auburn University's beloved mascot now has a permanent home on campus. The university unveiled a 6-foot bronze statue of Aubie on Saturday. Aubie made his first live appearance at an SEC basketball tournament in 1979. The 11-time national champion mascot will celebrate his 45th birthday tomorrow on February 28th. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let's listen for Joey.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This should be good.
It's February 27th, the greatest day ever. On the 27th of February, 1827, in the streets of New Orleans, Louisiana, residents celebrated the first Mardi Gras. Revelers threw beads at women and shouted,
"Show your ankles! Show your ankles!"
Have a great February 27th, the greatest day ever.
And now, show your random facts.
Good timing.
Nice, very good. That was very good. I will show you my random facts.
Well, you do post them on Facebook later.
Yeah. Very long. Actually, these aren't. These are very short random facts.
That's good, because we have wasted a considerable amount of time. Too much jibble-jabble.
This president is the only person to have been awarded a Nobel Peace Prize and the Medal of Honor.
I'm going to say Grant.
Nope, not Grant. Theodore Roosevelt.
Teddy.
Got him a Nobel Peace Prize and the Medal of Honor. Did you know, this gives you an idea of when I was doing these, because
I would have given him a Nobel Peace Prize for best teeth.
Teddy Roosevelt?
I think he had like 40 teeth.
They said the White House was a... It was fun those days with his kids running around and all his animals.
Yeah. The television show Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Nominated for 53 Emmys and never won any of them. 53 nominations with never a win.
Poor Bob Odenkirk.
Whew. Hey, there's a lot of people that love that. I mean, the show made money. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't get any kind of peer recognition, so.
Well, it makes him the Susan Lucci of...
That's true.
Serial
I mean, it doesn't necessarily matter. If you don't get... If your show was nominated for 53 Emmys, or your show has been around... Always Sunny in Philadelphia, never a single nomination. Hmm. But they've been on the air for 16 years.
Somebody's watching.
So something is... Yeah, something's fine. So anyway, let's see. What else do we have? Did you know the largest difference in time zones? 26 hours is the largest difference in a time zone. Did you know this is the best-selling book series of all time with 600 million copies sold globally?
50 Shades of Grey?
No. Skew younger.
Younger.
So give me the fact again.
It's the best-selling book series of all time.
Okay.
The Hardy Boys?
Okay, well...
Nancy Drew?
Now go more recent. You're going too far back.
Got me.
Oh, man. Harry Potter.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You said kid's book. That's not a kid's book.
That's why I said go younger.
Oh.
Oh, you said it's not a kid's book?
I don't think so.
It's a young adult novel thing, whatever, that YA, I think is what they call them. I suppose. I don't know. I never read any of them. Did you know this was the first movie by Universal Pictures to win an Oscar for Best Picture in 43 years? In other words, in 1930, All Quiet on the Western Front by Universal won Best Picture. They didn't win it again until 1973 with this film.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
You got at least one of the actors that was in it, but it's not that one.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's The Sting.
Oh, The Sting. Yeah, Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually still a pretty good movie.
It is. Did you know the Disney Corporation has a registered tartan? And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's the you know, Scottish kilts, the tartan thing.
Oh,
you know.
I thought you meant tart, like in.
No. It's a yeah, it's a Scottish thing. Anyway, they have a registered tartan for the McDuck clan, which can be found by searching the Scottish Register of Tartans. And I think I'll go look at that during the break and see if I can find old Scrooge and his clan's tartan. Coming up on Random Facts. Told you they were short.
Wow.
We're going to tell you a random fact about a cereal that changed its name in 1984. We will tell you, we'll do a repeat random fact about a lake. We will also tell you a random fact about Salvador Dali and one of a photo of him, a very famous photo of him. We will give you a random fact about what once was the biggest city in the world. We'll tell you what that city is and why it no longer is the biggest city in the world. And we will tell you the leader in per capita beer drinking for the 29th year in a row.
Wow.
That is coming up on Random Facts.
The bus to cap 9 o'clock is a little past the halfway mark at 7:31. So Todd Clark from Tree Masters came out to the house because we need some work. We have now this huge crepe myrtle. In a way, I was kind of sad because it's a magnificent tree, but mostly what it does is put leaves in the pool. First world problem, I know. But when Todd Clark came out to give us an estimate on removing this thing, it's growing up, so it's lifting the land and the fence, and I'm just envisioning this gigantic, expensive repair. But what I didn't know until Todd came out and checked the tree was that it's a V-shaped thing, the right half of it was hollowed out by carpenter ants. I didn't even know they were there until he did this little probe thing and they came flying out of everywhere. We had a lightning strike next to the house a couple of years ago. That tree is deceased, so it will be coming out. And then another tree, and I had no idea this was going on, but this is why Todd's the best at what he does. It was growing over the roof of the house. I knew that squirrels were living in there, and they were leaping off the tree to get to the roof so they could gnaw my exhaust fan caps. These are all, they seemingly silly. But what I didn't know was just the mere blowing of the wind and rubbing those tree branches against the side of the house was destroying the shingles.
Yep.
So revelation after revelation, we have tree stumps that need to come out, bush stumps that need to come out, and the Tree Masters is going to do it all. We got our estimate, and we're just waiting to set the date. In fact, I might even have a little gathering, because if you're interested in having work done or you want to see tree removal, I may just have a few people over that day.
What would they call that? A tree falling? There's a word for it. A tree what?
Tremendous time with me, Greg Budell.
When you take down a tree, there's a term for that. Anyway.
Tree Masters can be reached at 676-3638 for an estimate. 676-3638. They did a great job in our neighborhood last year when a lot of homes had serious tree damage. Their sign was everywhere. That's Todd Clark and Tree Master, 676-3638, as we hit the traffic tunnel and get ready for part two of Random Facts.
Well, we'd like you to buckle up and be safe out there this morning. As far as traffic right now, we are building. We've got a lot of cars coming out of Middlebrook, Wetumpka on I-65 southbound. Had an accident 65 northbound right past Northern Boulevard. It's not causing any problem off on the right side of the roadway. East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, Taylor Road, 231 out of Wetumpka, all building this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other problems around the area that we know of so far. McKinnon Toyota has a great selection of Toyota Camrys, the number one selling car in America, and Toyota Corollas, the number one selling car in the world. You'll be grinning with McKinnon, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Fellow patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Congratulations on losing all that weight with Ozempic. Now it's time to really test your blood levels and type 2 diabetes with a fantasy trip to the Eggo House of Pancakes.
Just in time for National Pancake Day.
You'll stay in a hotel that looks like a giant stack of flapjacks. Inhale the aroma of maple syrup 24 hours a day.
What did you just say?
Complete with fluffy pancake beds, beanbag chairs, a fire pit serving nothing but Eggo mini pancake s'mores.
What the hell?
There's even a game room with an Eggo pancakeified pool table.
Oh, no.
And every meal you get to choose from a huge variety of either pancakes or waffles.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
The Eggo House of Pancakes in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. By the time we're done with you, you'll be singing,
oh, 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 more pancakes.
And now,
hey, let go my Eggo and give me back my
random facts.
I like that one. You're going to get good marks on that one.
Thank you.
I think you will as well.
Yes, you will.
I don't know if you have it in your news, but there was, I don't know if this was in Britain.
Britain?
I don't remember where it was. There was a promotion for some sort of like, come enjoy the Willy Wonka experience. And the pictures they had looked amazing. And when you got there, it was, they called the cops. The parents called the cops once they got there. Police showed up because it was this half empty building with like a bounce house and just some kind of ridiculous thing. Had nothing, it was nothing like what it was advertised to be. They had used AI images to create what they wanted it to look like, but when you got there, it was nothing like that. And so they called the police.
I hadn't seen that story, but I will keep an eye out for it.
Did you know this cereal from Kellogg's got a name change in 1984? And I think they also changed the mascot as well. Corn Pops became Sugar Pops. And the Sugar Pops Pete, who was blasting sugar on the cereal with his pistols, turned into a frog.
I thought they were still called Corn Pops.
He
was a bad dude.
I thought he was, too.
Oh, no, not Sugar Pops. That was Smack'ems that had the frog.
Yeah.
But Sugar Pops, yeah, it went from Corn Pops to Sugar Pops. Well, I'm sorry. It went from Sugar Pops to Corn Pops. Sugar Pops until 84, and then it became Corn Pops.
I was
going to
say,
afterwards.
Because when I was a kid,
I was right.
It was Sugar Pops.
Yeah,
and,
sorry about
but,
that.
Just like Kentucky Fried Chicken became KFC because it just sounded politically better. I mean, you know what I mean? It sounded Sugar Pops.
Also, Kentucky Fried Chicken's quite a long title for your business.
Yeah.
You know, you got your one-worders, your McDonald's, your Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, but with Harlan Sanders, that built an empire.
Sure did.
Did you know it is the deepest, the oldest, and the largest lake by volume? Lake Baikal, if I'm pronouncing that right.
What were...
huh?
Where is it?
B-A-I-K-A-L is...
B-A-I-K-A-L. I bet it's in South America. Or no, probably, maybe Africa?
Russia.
I'll be damned.
I was going to guess.
Yeah, it is in Russia. It is an ancient massive lake in the mountainous Russian region of Siberia, north of the Mongolian border. It is the deepest, well, that's the average depth, but the deepest, and I'm waiting for this thing to flip back over so I can tell you. And it's not doing it. Sorry, folks. Some days it's good. Some days it's bad. Today's one of the bad days.
Some days you get the bear. Some days the bear gets you.
Okay, it's the deepest lake at 5,387 feet deep. It is the oldest lake. It's around 25 to 30 million years old. And it is the largest lake by volume, 5,670 cubic miles.
Wow, that's amazing.
It holds 22 to 23% of the world's fresh surface water.
Wow.
Wow.
That is impressive.
That's more than the Great Lakes, I think.
It's a big one.
Wow.
Did you know there is a photo of Salvador Dali where he is jumping up in the air and painting, all while water and live cats are flying through the air? It's taken while everybody's in mid-whatever, so it looks like they're all floating.
Uh-huh.
It took 5 hours and 26 tries to get that photo correct because they couldn't get the timing right. The floating objects hung from either wires or were held up off camera. Like, if you see the photo, there's a chair that's floating, but it's basically just somebody holding one leg while the other three are in frame.
Okay.
So you can see that. The canvas frame that Dali was supposed to be painting was not there in the picture. Once the picture was done, he went back over the photo and he put the painting where it would have been. He painted it himself. And then they reprinted that photograph.
Well, we know he's a wild guy.
Yeah.
I'd look up the photo, but my computer going as slow as it is today anyway. I'll do that later.
I heard the company's going to try this new wireless internet thing they got.
It'll never take off.
There's hope for better internet.
Never take off.
Did you know? Well, it's not the internet. It's just that sometimes it goes slow, sometimes it doesn't. And today's one of the slow days. Did you know a city in Turkmenistan was once the biggest city in the world until the entire population of this city was massacred by the Mongols?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mongols were from China, right?
They were,
Asia.
Asia.
Generally, Mongolia and...
they were brutal.
That area, yeah.
They were, they are known to have wiped out the most people on Earth that was not from like a natural disaster type thing.
And the fear factor of cities that would just give them money, say, here.
Stay away from us here.
Here, this is for you.
We'll give you everything, except just don't take our lives. And finally, this place remains the leader in per capita beer drinking for the 29th year. In 2021, the average person from this place drank more than 184 liters of beer. In fact, 9 of the top 10 consumers of beer per capita are European nations. The one I'm talking about is the Czech Republic.
Oh.
Wow.
It's a lot of beer.
Them's my peeps, man. The, because I am ancestors from Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, they drink, well, they're heavy drinkers. Those are your random facts.
And I carried on the family tradition for way too long.
All right, Hank.
You would think it would be something like Bavaria or Austria or Germany. Germany.
Well, Germany.
Basically any country that sanctions Lederhosen is regular everyday fashion. So they're cooking up the pop quiz question. You win a $20 food outlet gift certificate with the correct answer for that. In the meantime, everybody qualifies to win the works from Don Duck and All-American Auto and Tire. Place that we recommend you partner up with 3 locations, and each one as its own staff of top-notch certified technicians to address any issue with your car. By the way, if you have one of those car insurance repair policies, Don Duncan does accept those. If you need tires, they have wholesale price name brand tires at all 3. Don worked, took him about a year, but he now has direct relationships with the best in tire manufacturing. And when they quote you a price, it includes professional installation. Or maybe you just need the works, basic service on your car with an oil change, under the hood, checking fluid levels, safety inspection on brakes, tire rotation, which they put 2 men on to make sure they catch anything embedded just in case it doesn't become a little time bomb in your tire. Plug the hole and you get to move on with your life. But again, when you need tires, Don Duncan has those too. They take away your excuses, and that is, I just don't have time or I'm busy today. Where do you need to be? Let them know. They'll be happy to get you there. And of course, they have nice waiting rooms at all 3 locations too. If you make an appointment to have your car done, they're good. They're like your own personal pit crew, which is really, really cool. From Mount Duncan in Millbrook, overlooking Prattville and Slapout, that whole scenic area up bar. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, for Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the best-selling book series of all time. What was that book series?
272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. Follow-up questions get you bonus entries in the grand prize drawing. So we are waiting for your call right now. 272-9228.
Now all over Montgomery, we got a lot of traffic on I-65 southbound into Montgomery, 85 southbound, putting a lot of cars into Montgomery as well this morning. Highway 231, a little bit congested there at Redland Road, the River Bridge red lights. And of course, Troy Highway, Taylor Road, and 331 out of Crenshaw County into Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up and drive carefully this morning. No problems anywhere so far, and that is some good news. Trenum State is now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell Jake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm busy posting a picture of a case of boneless pork rectums. Could you not? All right, we go to Steve on line 4.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can you give us the answer we're looking for here?
The Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, best-selling book series of all time.
Now you've got a $20 head start at Food Outlet, my friend, and you can do a lot with that. So hang on, and we'll be right with you. Everybody else bailed.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Where's the team spirit here? We had a board full. We do have the ever-reliable backup, Steve.
You got that right. I'll never bail. But I tell you what, I love Eggos and everything, but man, the first convoluted intro was perfectly timed. Had me laughing. I mean, that was really good. Excellent.
Yeah, I thought number 2 was good, too. Yeah.
Bonus points. Yeah, well, let it go, Eagle. That's always great. But, man, you just timed that one perfectly. So,
yes,
good
sir.
Job.
Okay, let's see. This show's been nominated for 55 Emmys, but has never won one.
That's the only one that I've missed.
Okay.
I had 55
All right.
Emmys.
How about this one?
You got me there.
The only president to win a Nobel Prize and the Medal of Honor.
The president that's got more teeth than anybody else. That's Teddy Roosevelt.
ER, one of my favorites.
Steve, good work. And thanks for the good reviews.
Okay. You bet.
I'm with you. I thought the second one was actually a little more impressive than the first. The convoluted intro.
Is that right?
It's a very subjective thing.
By the way, that show nominated for 55 Emmys and never won one was Better Call Saul.
750.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
I think you may see a few peaks of the sun here and there today. We certainly have seen a couple this morning, but primarily considerable cloudiness. So we'll say limited sunshine with a high today up to about 82, making today the warmest day of 2024 so far as this unusual spring preview continues. By the way, there's a place just west of Austin, Texas that had 100 degrees yesterday in February. Very mild tonight, overnight low 65. The big thing today is the wind, gusting as high as 30 miles per hour later on. Scattered showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. Can't rule out the rumble of thunder. This is ahead of a cold front with a high tomorrow near 80, then much cooler back behind the front on Thursday. My gosh, temperatures near 60 for a high. What a change. Breezy. Periods of showers at times Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We're getting into an active period. That's not one storm system. That's just a parade of them here and there. And it's not going to rain all the time. Right now, this morning, cloudy with south wind is picking up now at 12 miles per hour. We're at 66 at 752.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Can we put something else besides this stupid CBS morning show? That is the most disgusting, unlikable collection of people I've ever seen in my life.
Watch that one right over there, but I'm going to change it.
Said the babysitter.
we'll put something on this one for you. And we'll put cartoons on.
Stop sucking your thumb.
You got the Planner's Peanut guy there. They all look, and that one guy, man. Pardon me. Let me get a word in. Last night, Goose sent me a really funny video of Cheeky.
Oh, the parrot.
Yeah, doing his thing. He learned a new trick called Big Wing. Big Wing. And I thought, you know what? She should know that I went to Brian Jewelry on Saturday. I brought back a ring that I had given her many years ago. And when you buy something from Brian Jewelry, it's a partnership forever and ever. And so I brought the ring back to Brian Jewelry on Saturday. I have a new opal set in the center. And that should be in her hands in time for her birthday on the 12th of March when she's visiting Mom in Fort Lauderdale. And she was quite pleased because she loves this ring. My daughter is not a princess. She's not one to be gaudy. But when she likes something, she really, really likes it. And it always feels good as a dad to make my little girl happy, my baby Goose. In the meantime, whoever you're trying to make happy for a birthday, anniversary, or any other occasion, Brian Jewelry is the best place to partner up with. Huge selection and professional jewelers so they can do things like what I asked them to do with this ring. Reset an opal stone, burnish it, make it beautiful again like it did the first day she wore it. Free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase, no matter what it is at Brian Jewelry. We had a wrist bracelet that the snap fell off, brought it back, and they got it fixed, and she's wearing that again. Not that she's clumsy with jewelry, but, you know, she wears the stuff she likes just about every day. The team there is great at helping suggest gifts for people if you're kind of stuck for an idea. They can make something from scratch. Just depends on what you're celebrating and with who. They can also offer you membership at Brian Jewelry through their website at brianjewelry.com. Takes a few seconds to do that. You'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. It's a really good deal. And you'll get a good look at their extensive and competitively priced showcase by going to that same website, brianjewelry.com, or stop by and see Lynn and her team at 1778 East Main in Prattville. This should be the Wall Street Business Report, and then something coming up. I'm just not sure what.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The U.S. economy is looking better than business economists were forecasting just a few months ago, according to a survey released Monday. The economy looks set to grow 2.2% this year after adjusting for inflation. That's according to the National Association for Business Economics. An expert panel reviewing Boeing safety management procedures has found a disconnect between the plane maker's senior management and employees on safety culture. The panel's report, released on Monday, was directed by Congress. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission and eight states are suing to block supermarket chain Kroger's $24.6 billion deal to buy smaller rival Albertsons, saying it would boost grocery prices for millions of Americans. AT&T will credit consumers a full day of service for the carrier's more than 10-hour outage on Thursday that affected more than 70,000 users, saying it was the right thing to do. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who, live in concert.
American woman, said get away.
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight, the coffee. No sugar tonight, my tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making, the Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit number RC02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and dot fee.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I
thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should